Okay, we are up to Malachim Aleph Perek Zayin. And Perek Zayin, if you just read it on the surface, one might not get as much out of it as they should. Perek Zayin is just discussion of descriptions of structures. First, just like we had in the last Perek, we had the description of the Beis HaMikdash, the walls and the roofs and the linings and the Kodesh and the Heichal. This Perek, we have the first half discussing Shlomo HaMelech's own palace, and the second half we have other Kalim that Shlomo HaMelech built for the Beis HaMikdash. Just as an aside, there is a beautiful Sefer called Tavnis HaBayis, which is found in Sfarim stores, put out by Rabbi Eliezer Mordechai Ben Shem, which has pictures of all three Mikdash. It has pictures of Bayis Rishon based on the Psukim and Ar Prakim. It has pictures of Bayis Sheni based on Mishnayos and Maseches Midot. And it has pictures of Bayis Shlishi based on Psukim and Sefer Yecheskel. So you have all three going through almost every Pasuk in our Perek with beautiful pictures in them. So anyway, our Perek says, the first part of the Perek is about Shlomo HaMelech's own house. He builds his own house. It takes him 13 years to build his house. He builds the Beis Ya'ar Levanon, which is one house with a front area, a front room called the Ulam Ha'amudim. Then he builds his room of justice, the Ulam, where he sits to judge. And then he builds a house for Bas Paro, for his wife. That is the first part of the Perek. Then the Perek continues and discusses that Shlomo HaMelech used the help of Chiram. Seems to be a different Chiram than we had in the last Perek regarding the Chiram, the king of Tsor, that came and sent him workers. But this is a Chiram, as we'll see, a Jew who was an expert artisan who was used in all the copper malachos. And what happened, Shlomo built two amudim, two pillars that stood in the ulam in front of the Heichal, one called Yachin, one called Boaz. Then he builds a yam. A yam is a huge mikvah, a huge mikvah situated inside the Azara, somewhere on the south side of the Azara. We'll have to see what that was used for. And it was held up by copper oxen, which in their legs were pipes that went down to an underground well, so it was a true mikvah. And he made mechonos and kioros. There were 10 kioros that were taken around on little stands with wheels. They used to wheel around for Kohanim to use to wash their hands and their feet. And the end of the parak summarizes all of the kalim that were made by Shlomo with the help of Chiram, going through all the kalim listed plus new ones, including the Shulchan, and reading Divrei Hayamim. Also, we know there were 10 Shulchans that were added on by Shlomo, and 10 Menoros that were added on by Shlomo, and the Perek ends off, Tishlam Kala Malacha, and Shlomo HaMelech building the entire Beis Hashem and his house, and Shlomo HaMelech is ready now to bring the Aron back into the Kodesh Kadashim. So that is the Perek. Now let's get into the Perek, dig onto the surface, and we'll see there are a number of fascinating Inyanim that come to light through this Perek. So the Perek starts off. Ve'ez beso bana Shlomo shlosh esrei shana. He builds his house for 13 years. Rashi picks up on the fact that the Beis Hashem, we just said at the previous pasuk, took him 7 years. So Rashi says that's to l'shabeach oto. This is to praise him because the Beis Hashem, he did not stop until it was done. Shebe malachas gavoa nizdareis. U'bishalo nizatzel u'bishibcho sipar akasav. Right? It took him longer because he wasn't focused on it as much. Okay, so he builds it for 13 years, and Vayichal is called Beis. So he finishes. Part of that is the following. He builds a Beis Ya'ar Levanon, a house which is called the Forest of Levanon. Maybe that means because he used huge cedar trees from Levanon to build it, or maybe it was under a forest. Either way, it was very large, 100 amos in length, 50 amos in width, 30 amos high up, with Amudei Arazim, cedars going up, cedars going down, with windows that are situated 3x3. It was a house with a lot of light. In front of that was the Ulam Ha'amudim. This was all his house, which was situated very close to the Beis HaMikdash, it seems. Related, connected to that also, continuing his structure, was the Ulam Ha'kisei, the Ulam where he had his throne. L'chora, it seems, that just like he understood that the Lishkas HaGazis was where the Sanhedrin sat. That was in the Kodesh. That was in the Kodesh. Right? We know that was half in the Kodesh, half in the Chol. But the Sanhedrin had to sit in the Lishkas HaGazis in the Mikdash. So too, Shlomo HaMelech understood that his mishpat also should be close to the Beis HaMikdash right there. And he again had much erez and beauty, and he built his own house and another chatzer. He was going to build the house for his wife, Bas Parash Alaka Shlomo Ka'ula Mazet. It was built in the same way, and it describes all of the different chatzers and other elements that went along with it. So that was the first part. His house is done. So now, Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo. So the first part of this parak is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayakel for Sfardim, and the second half is the Haftorah for Ashkenazim. This is all parallel to the Mishkan by Yisrishon. That's why this is the Haftorah. It's also, the end of our parak is also the Haftorah for the second Shabbos Chanukah. If there is a Shabbos Chanukah, it's also the Haftorah for Pekudei, the beginning of it, Sfardim, Ashkenazim. This is all these prakim are related parallel to the Mishkan. So what happens? Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo Vayikach Haschira Mitzar. So Shlomo sends that he brings Chiram from Tzar. But the Pasuk tells us this was the Jew. Ben Isha Almanahu Mimate Naphtali. This was the son of a woman from Naphtali. Rashi quotes that, and the Radak quotes that his father was, he's called Mitzar because they lived in Tzar, but really he came from Tushvatim. His mother was from Dan, and his father was from Naphtali. That's the parallel. What's the symbolism of that? What do we have to know that for? Explains the Ber Moshe, explain others, just like we know in the Mishkan, Naphtali and Dan combined, right? The ones that helped out in the process were from those Shvatim, says the Chazal, At Motzei, it's in the Psikta, At Motzei, Shekshenasa, Mishkan, Shnei Shvatim, Ayushu, Tatvim, Bimalacho, Shevet Shel Yehuda, Betzalel was from Yehuda. Shifto Shel Dan, Ahaliyav Ben Achisa Machlamate Dan, Ahaliyav helped out, so it was Yehuda and Dan. So too, in the Meleches HaMikdash, right, the Shvatim came together, and Shlomo HaMelech, who was from Yehuda, and Chiram, who was from Shevet Dan, as is described here. Ben Almana Shumimata Dan, Shlomo Ben David Mishifta Shel Yehuda. Why is this? Says the Medrash. Ein Lecha Gadol Mishevet Yehuda, Vein Lecha Yarud Mishevet Dan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem believes in Achdus. Yavovi is Daveglo, Shelo Yumavazinoso, so that the Dun is not downtrodden. We bring him in to help build it. V'shelo Yehadam Rucho Gasa Olav. L'visha HaGadol V'HaKatan Shavin Lefnei HaMakom. Both Yehuda and Dun come build it. Dun is the Maasev, it's the last Shevet that walks. No, that also comes together. V'haura, now says the Be'er Moshe, Shelatachlis Beis HaMikdash, Shehi Ashras HaShchina. You want to have Ashras HaShchina? T'nai Kodem Lazeh? Right, it has to be Ir Shechubra LaYachta, it has to be where it's connected. We know, we discussed in the past, Yehuda and Binyamin were connected in the Beis HaMikdash, but now Yehuda and Dan were also connected. And the Yalkut even ends off by saying, V'af Melech HaMashiach, Yeh Mishevet Yehuda V'Dan. Because we know Gur Aryeh, that phrase is used by both Shvatim. Gur Aryeh Yehuda, as it says in Vayechi, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, and also in Zos HaBracha, Dan Gur Aryeh. So therefore, those are the ones that are connected in the Mishkan and here in the Mikdash, and when Mashiach comes as well. The Meshech Chachma discusses this at length as well on V'hamayim Lohem Choma, the passing in Parashas B'Shalach, where he goes into the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to what Tzibur is more interested in the Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro than in the Bein Adam L'Makom, and that's why Achav, who was terrible over the Zara, but he was victorious in war because they had Achdus, while other generations might have been greater in Torah, but they didn't have Achdus, and therefore Hashem was not pleased. So we'll get back to the Meshech Chachma more if there is time. There's also another Ha'ara Chazal make on this Pasuk, and that is that V'aviv, the Pasuk tells us what Chiram's father did. He was an Istzori Choresh Nechoshes. It tells us what his father did. His father was also in the business. And the Gemara in Arachin tells us that it's always a good idea. Again, if somebody is drawn to it, the Gemara says, you should follow in the umnis, in the profession of your father. Because here, Chiram did. What's the message? You have to follow the profession of your father. So the Ber Moshe again in the next piece says, no, it's just the point is a reflection of bitachon. A person shouldn't think they have to do crazy amounts and go above and beyond ishtadlus, and it's all up to them, kochi votzim yadi. You can do exactly what your father did. It's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't think you have to say that you have to do what your father does if somebody's not drawn to that. But that's the message of the halacha, right? The Gemara Kedushin tells us in the Braisa, Daf Chavtes, a father has an obligation to teach his son an umnis. It doesn't say his umnis. It says an umnis. So, you know, we have to know what the message is of that Gemara. Okay, so what happens? Shlomo takes Chiram, and the pasuk tells us, "Vayimale es haChachma ve'es haTfuna ve'es haDas." Pasuk Yudalit, he's filled with Chachma, Bina, Vadas. All three, a very similar pasuk we have in Shmos, if you remember, talking about Bezalel. It parshas Kisisa. The pasuk says, "Parak lamet aleph pasuk gimel va'amaleosa ruach elokim bechachma uvitfuna uvidas." Same thing. Rashi says there in Kisisa, what's chachma? Understanding what people tell you to do and you learn from it. Tvuna bina maven dover milibo mitok tvarim shalomad. That's applying and using the knowledge that you received, and das is Ruach HaKodesh. Chachma, Bina, Vadas, those are those three, and that's what Bezalel had, and that's what Chiram here has also, building the Mikdash. So, what does he build? So, Chiram is into the copper kalem. So, first come the Shnei Amudim, the two pillars that were 18 amos tall, huge pillars. They were each put, one was split up, one to each side of the Heichal. Going into the Heichal, inside the Ulam, we spoke about the Ulam was in front of the Heichal. So inside the Ulam, we have these two pillars, one called Yachin and one called Boaz. Hence, that's where the Tiferes Yisrael has his two pillars of Yachin and Boaz, one of the Svarim that is named for words in this parak. The Radak says, what are those names? Yachin means the word Muchan, it's prepared. It's the Radak says that Shlomo HaMelech named them L'siman Tov. Boaz is Ba'o, strength, so he named them to reflect his tefillah, that he wanted this Mikdash to be everlasting. That is the Yachin Boaz. Then is described the Yam. The Yam Shel Shlomo. The Yam is the very large mikvah that was built by Shlomo HaMelech. It was a mikvah that was 30 amos in circumference, and it's 10 amos diameter. Very large mikvah. It was supported by shvarim, by 12 shvarim facing out, and it was on it, and in the pipes, in the legs of the shvarim, went pipes to an underground mikvah, so it was mamish. There was no isser of lina in this regard, a very large mikvah. Mutzak eser ba'ama. The question is, what was the purpose? What was the purpose of this yam? What was it used for? So the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Dalet, says, L'rachtza l'kohanim, for the kohanim to wash with. That's still not clear. What does that mean? So the Radak there in Divrei Hayamim says, it means to be tovel, when they were tamei. What's the problem with that suggestion? A tummy person is not allowed to be inside the Heichal. You have to tovel before. There's even some sources that say that you have to tovel every single time you go into the Azara. So the Heichal, the Azara. The Yam was situated on the south side when you walked into the Azara, right next to the Mizbeach. So the question is, but how is that possible? The Goran Yuma says, Ein Adam Nichnas LaAzara Litbol Afilu Tahar Acha Yitbol. So you can't be tovel inside the Azara. So that's a tzarech ian on the Radak if it really means to be tovel from Tumah. And also there is the lack of tznius. Doesn't say that they had any curtains here. So what is it? So there is the Mahari Kirkus when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Bias Mikdash when he discusses the Yam Shel Shlomo there in Perek Hei Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam says Hayam Shel Asa Shlomo Kemikva Haya. It was connected. And from there they filled up the Kior. Ah, says the Mari Kirkus, you know what that's telling me? This was not used for Tevila. It was used for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Right? Well, that's like we know. What else did the Kohanim use the Kiyor for? So Shlomo built this beautiful Yam in order to allow the Kohanim, many Kohanim, to be involved at once to get water just like from the Kiyor. It could also be a symbol. Some of Farshim say the Yam is the Yam, the Mehadas, the Das of Torah that is what we want to be tovel in, and that is also a symbol of why he had it here. There is a fascinating comment of the Vilna Gaon, though. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erevin that whenever you have a circle, and the circumference is three times the diameter. That's the Gemara. The Gemara in Maseches Erevin tells us that it's a 1-3 ratio. What's the kasha? The kasha is that it's not exact. Tosfos there, Erevin, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We know pi. Pi is 3.14. Right, so it's not 1-3, it's 1-3.14. So where do you get that little mashu? So you could say the Torah, the Navi rounded off. Or the Chazal rounded off. The Vilna Gaon says, look at our pasuk. So what is the Yam described? 30 amos circumference, 10 amos diameter. So there you have it, 1-3. But if you look in pasuk Chav Gimel, there is a Kri and a Ksiv. It says, the kava shloshim ba'ama. The kava, which is the circumference, is 30 amos, but the kri is vakav, without the hay. What's the, says the Gra, what's the kav and kava? Kav is gematria, without the hay, 106. With the hay, the ksiv is 111. The ratio of 106, 106 to 111, is 1 to 1.047, which is the exact same ratio as 3 to 3.14. So the Gra says, pi is alluded to in the kri and the ksiv. So, if we assume the Kri and the Ksiv were given, like Pashas the Gemara Nedarim, was given to Ezra Sofer going way back, not like what the Radak suggested back in Sefer Shmuel, that it was just because things were forgotten, but here the Kri and the Ksiv, says the Gra, alludes to the 3.14 that was not mentioned in Chazal. So what happens? The Yam is here, and Pazachav Aleph, Pachav Hey, Omed al Shnei Asar Bakar, it was on 12 oxen, which the Mefarshim explain, again, another symbol of Achdus, right? The Ber Moshe also talks about this, that so many things in the world are 12. Why? Because the whole world is built for Am Yisrael, and for the Shvatim, and for the Achdus. And that's why we have so many things that are 12. We have 12 months of the year, and 12 mazalos in the Rakia, and 12 hours of the day, and 12 hours of the night, because everything is b'schus the Shvatim, b'schus Am Yisrael, and that is what the message of the 12 oxen are. There's a tshuva, one of the achronim, that asks, how can he build these oxen? Isn't it avodah zarah to build copper oxen? Are you building a graven images? So the Mari Mintz, I think, suggested that, no, the point is, on these oxen, in the position that they're in, the Mari Mintz Drush Zion, the Bishmet Ozov quotes it, that these oxen are in the position of being servants, right? They're schlepping this big yam on them. So it's obviously not avodah zarah, because it's clear, it's nikar, that it's not meant to be an elokus, right? Similar hefter of the dolls. Why dolls? Even though, you know, in earlier generations, they used to knock off the nose or the ear. Most people don't do the bezman hazeh, because it's known that dolls are meant as toys, and they're dragged around, and they're schlepped, and they're not given kavod. See, here too, it is clear. One other ha'ara, the Tzidkas HaTzadik, Rabbi Tzadok writes in Simon Reish Ches, that the Gemara tells us in Erevin, that same Gemara, this yam fit 150 mikvahs. It was the size of 150 mikvahs, of 40 sa'ah. So the Tzidkas HaTzadik says, there's 50 levels, 49, 50 levels of Tumah, 50 levels of Tara. But every level of Tumah has in it kinetaiva and kavod. So 3 times 50 is 150. That's why it's like 150 mikvahs, because it's mitahir, the ultimate mitahir, sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, this was the Yam Shel Shlomo. Obviously, the famous Sefer of the Maharshal, the Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo, he writes there in his Hagdama, he must have written Baba Kama first, because that's where he has a Hagdama. Hagdama in Baba Kama, he writes, I'm calling the Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo, Ki Kishmo Kenu, Ki Malehu Akol Kedosav. It's overflowing with Torah, and I hope everybody sees it and understands it, and we can be Moses to talk in Torah. Right, and he says that right at the end of the Hakdama, right before he says, every time it says the word Akum in my Sefer, don't think Chas V'Shalom, we're talking about the Akum that's living amongst us. They're great, but we're talking about the old-fashioned idolaters. Okay, so we continue. So we have the Yam, we have the Yachanu Boaz, we have the Machonos. The Machonos are these little stands that you put, the 10 kioros were put on, and they were used to wash their hands and feet in the Azara. And he takes the kioros, and they were all put in the Azara going across with the Yam on the south side of it. And now we get to the end of the parak, all a sum up of what Hiram did. And this, as I mentioned, is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayakel, for Ashkenazim, the Haftorah for the second Shabbos of Chanukah also. Vayaz Hiram, Vesa Kiyoros, Vesa Yom, Vesa Mizrakos, he makes all the copper kalim. He does all the malacha for Shlomo HaMelech. Some is repeated here, the unbelievable beauty on the top of the Yachanu Boaz, this pomegranate, this gold, this picture is on the bottom of the Yam, is described also, pictures of lions and other animals, and Chiram does it all. There is a medrash that says Chiram went to Gan Eden when he was alive. You know, why was he so zocha to that? Because of the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, it's one of the midrashim, but it says there were tremendous amounts of nechoshes. Finally, Pasuk Mem Ches. Vayash Lomo es kol hakelim asher Beis Hashem es mizrach hazav es ha-shulchan. He makes the shulchan. In Divrei HaYamim it describes that there were 10 shulchanos, even though here it only mentions one. So he makes the shulchan, 10 of them. And here it does mention 10 menoros, 5 to the right and 5 to the left. Rashi points out that all of them must have been to the right, to the left of what? Not to the door, because they all have to be in the south. That's what the menorah, the shulchan has to be in the north, the menorah has to be in the south. So all 10, meaning 11 were in the south, because you have Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah, and you have the 10 that Shlomo HaMelech added on. The Rabbeinu Bachai says, yes, of course, Shlomo must have been told this benevuah to build it, but there is a remez. If you look in Parshas Truma, Perach HaFei Pasuk Yud, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, there is a hint. By the menorah, it says, Te'aseh HaMenorah, the extra yud, instead of saying Ta'aseh. That's the remez, Ta'aseh Shlomo Esa Menorahs. And he finds a remez by Shulchan also. She'ena kavanah she'tetzaveh Torah menorah achas. Ukshiyavo Shlomo v'yaseh mehem eser. V'chein asar Shulchanos v'asar kiyorim v'nimsa over al Baltosif. It's not Baltosif! Chas v'shalom. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu modia l'Moshe bahar ki kishayivnu beis hamikdash yasu asara. Hashem's just letting Moshe know that, you know, you're building one, but when they have a mikdash, he's going to build 10. V'ayu advarim kabbalah biyadam ad shi'igia binyan beis hamikdash. V'asa shlomo kasher haisa kabbalah biyadam. That is the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Truma. That would do a 10. The Meshechachma writes in Tetzava they needed 10 menoros because the mikdash was 10 times as large of an area, if you look at the measurements, so you need the ratio, 10 menoros, to light it up, so to speak. And the halacha is, you have to have a shulchan parallel to every menorah, so that's why you needed all of these 10. There's a machlokas in the Gemara in Menachas Tafsadi Tes, how many of these did they use? One opinion says they only used one menorah and one shulchan, the one for Moshe, the others were just for show, for design, while the other opinion says, no, they used to use all of them. That was the machlokas tanoim that you have there. Finally, the end of the perek, Vatishlam kol ha-malacha. Vatishlam, the malacha was completed. The Yalkut picks up. It doesn't say Vatishlam malacha. Vatishlam kol, or not kol milacha, kol ha-milacha. What do you mean, the malacha? Says the Yalkut Shimoni, Vatishlam malacha inksivkan, ela kol ha-malacha, meleches sheshes yimei breshes, shalma. Shlomo ha-melech finished what Hashem started. Hashem started the world, but once we have a Beis HaMikdash, so that really finishes Maisa Bracious. And that's why the Medrash says he's called Shlomo. The Kivan Shabbat Shlomo Ubanez Beis HaMikdash Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achshav Shlomo Melech HaShamayim Va'aretz Lakach Nikra Shlomo Shehishlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melecha Pshesis Yimei Bracious Latoch Maisa Yadav. Right, even though we mentioned Shlomo was also from the word Shalom, but it's also Shlomo, Shalma. He finished the Musar HaNeviim writes here. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah stands on three, the world stands on three pillars, so too in the Beis HaMikdash. You have Torah, you have the Sanhedrin standing there, Kimisiyon Teitzi Torah, you have Avoda, obviously, and Chesed. We know the different gates, as is described, the gate of Avelim and the gate of Chasanim, that everybody specifically is meant to go there to wish them well, to wish them Nechama. So this, the Beis HaMikdash is the censor for Torah, Avoda, Gemil, Chasadim, and that's how everything was finished. So Vatishlam kol malacha, back to the pasuk, Asher Asan al Shlomo Beis Hashem, Vayavi Shlomo, and finally Shlomo brings all the kadshe, all the gold and the silver that his father David had collected and put it in what? In the treasure houses. Rashi quotes different midrashim. What do you mean he put it in the treasure house? Why didn't he use it? So some say, Rashi quotes two opinions. Maybe he didn't want to use it because he saw it would be destroyed. And he didn't want any of the goyim to think that, oh, the gold that David stole from the people who he was victorious over, oh, those gods took revenge. That's why he didn't want to use it, number one. Or maybe this is the gold, the measures we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the end of Sefer Shmuel, that David maybe should have used this gold during the years of famine to buy food for people. Instead, he was saving it. So that also is a little fault of David, and that's why Shlomo didn't want to use it. Either way, the malacha is completed, and now the only thing left to do is to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here.